106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
If you're keeping score at home, yes, Katie's hand is still broken. And she broke it during a game of tug of war when we were at a big event for work so that we would all love each other more. And
it was a bonding team building day.
And ironically, it did the opposite of bond. It broke the bond in her bone. And it has been an unmitigated effing disaster ever since. Not just for her, for everybody in her life. Me especially.
Oh, please.
And this is another reason why it's been such a problem, this broken hand. The other day, Katie and I are the only two people in the studio, and I'm doing something on my computer. She's doing something on her computer. And then all of a sudden she goes, "So what time do you want me to get there?" Question mark. And I go, "Huh?" And then she looks at me and goes, "What?" I go, "You just asked me what time do you want? What are you even talking about?" She goes, "I wasn't talking,
I'm not talking to you.
Tell everybody what is happening."
Well, my right hand is broken. And so in order for me to text people, unless I want it to take a million years, I keep using voice to text. And the problem is, unless I notify the people in the room, I'm sending a text now, I'm not talking to you, everybody's constantly chiming in and asking me what I'm talking about. And you think that this is hard for you? It's hard for me.
I can tell. And you know why?
Why?
Because your response to everybody is angry. When somebody's like, "What did you say? I didn't hear what you said." Because I am not talking to you.
The number of times per day I say to somebody in my life, "I wasn't talking to you," is infinity.
And here's the reason why. It's because she says it's so obvious that I'm not talking to you.
It is so obvious that I'm not talking to you. There are so many conversations that I'm having where it's just like, how did you think that this was going to be about you?
I mean, I have Gavin's back. Sometimes I think you're talking to me.
And on top of that, Katie, even when she doesn't have a broken hand that she needs to use voice text for, sometimes you'll just jump into the middle of a conversation in a room. Like, for instance, I'll give you a scenario. And you tell me if this is her texting somebody with her voice or if this is pre-broken hand. And she is talking to us. Kevin, we're sitting here in the studio. Everybody's quiet. Everybody's working. Then out of nowhere, Katie just pops her head up like a meerkat, and then she just goes, "So are we going to get food or not? Because I'm hungry, and I need to eat soon."
Yeah.
Is that to us, or is that a voice to text?
I can't tell.
Right, I can't either. The only giveaway is that now you've just started to go, "I'll be there at 5 o'clock. You better not be late, period."
Oh, that doesn't help either.
Sure doesn't.
No.
Here's what I find, like, really funny, is that I have to physically say LOL. So I'll text and be like, "If you think that's bad, you should have seen how my husband did her hair, LOL."
I want to workshop something. How about when you use voice to text?
Okay.
You come up with a funny voice.
Okay.
And then we know she's not talking to us.
Yes, I love that.
Like, okay. I feel like it'd just be so much better.
Like, "If you think that's bad, you should see how my husband does her hair, LOL."
You don't have to sound like a bog creature, okay. But like, what if it's just something just like, "On my way home, I'll stop and pick up lunch. Question mark?
I'd really... Could you go to Walgreens and get..." How about...
Okay, why are all of your voice-to-text voices so scary?
Make
something fun.
Okay. "Please go to Walgreens on your way home to get my Zoloft.
Yeah.
Exclamation point.
All right.
Siri's we'll go, not going to understand that.
We'll go with that one. Okay. We'll go with that one. I think they, because, you know, Kevin, you do that voice and we won't even look up from the computer. We'll be like, that is definitely not us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what if I sound like some kind of old timey?
Oh, that's not a bad one.
I like that one.
Hey, Toots, the next time you're over by the CVS, why don't you stop in there and give me some new foundation, eh?
Just so you know, I spilled oatmeal in bed last night. You might want to clean that up. It's not vomit, LOL.